This is the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District Board of Trustee meeting Wednesday, April 8th, 2026 at 6 o'clock p.m.
Oh man, it's my time? Man, where is that fun? Good evening, everyone. It is 6 p.m. My name is Keith Sussman, Chair. I would like to call this meeting to order. Second item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd please stand and join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. All right. Tabitha, are there any public comments submitted for the meeting?
There were no public comments.
Is there anyone in the audience who would like to make a comment? Is there anyone online who would like to make a public comment? Hearing none, seeing none. Move to item four. If anyone has any changes or amendments to the minutes, I would just ask for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Chad, federal aid agreement adjustment.
Okay, this is a modification to the federal aid agreement for the 80th West Widening Project in Magna. Big things are that it changes the years for the funding, but it previously was with state funding from 2022 to 2025. This changes it to 2025 to 2028 funding. And it also increases the total federal aid to $5.25 million. However, the percentage match still stays the same, 6.77%, which is required for this type of grant. We're changing the MSD's total match to $381,464. That is in, basically it will be covered in the coming fiscal year's budget if it is approved, as it was requested, I guess. So, that's the gist of it.
So. You haven't seen the updated numbers yet, but when we come back and look at the capital budget, the additional amount will be added to it.
All right. Any other questions for Chad? If none, I'd like to have a motion to approve the federal aid agreement as specified by Chad with the appropriate dollar amounts in fiscal year 2028.
So moved.
Have a motion.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Was it 27 or
28? Our fiscal year 27. There's also, two more things that I should bring up, or one more thing. The contract actually has old contact information on it for Magna City. It had Dan Pei, and for the MSC, it had Joel Smolka as the board chair. So, had it approved subject to the changes, basically changing, the contacts and everything on there. So,
Mr. Chair, I'll amend my motion that we include the changes of the year and the contact information.
All right, I have a motion on that. Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. All right, we have a motion with the amendment and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Chad. Mark Snyder. Tell us about the contract with Placer.
Now, this is a request for a 15-month renewal of software called Placer AI. What Placer AI is it's location tracking and analytics. So it tells foot traffic, of people coming through different locations, and where they come from, where they go, how often they return. It's primarily used by economic planning and long-range planning for putting together your documents. We wanted the 15 month instead of 12 month is to align it with the fiscal year, because we want to relook at it next year to see how much it gets used. It got used quite a bit this year, but essentially that's what it is.
So who is it, our long range planners that use it?
Yes.
Always good to know my cell phone is giving a signal out.
It tells you everything.
Yeah, the
I was going to say Big Brother.
Big Brother, sure. Yes, with the presentation, when you looked at that, it's kind of amazing that you could see if they went to one place and shopped and they went to another place and shopped.
And they can tell where you're from, too.
Right.
Yes, so Big Brother is out there. All right, I'd like to have a motion to approve the Placer AI.
So moved.
I have a motion to approve for the amount of $52,462 for a 15-month contract term. Here we go.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further questions for Mark? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7, ESRI.
Yes, this is a 3-year renewal of our GIS mapping and intelligence software. The total for 3 years is $145,485.15. Well, actually, I had bad math. I think I have the whole one. It's a little bit less.
Yeah,
it's
$126,042
a year. Sorry, I have my previous version. What this does is allow us to have the site scan, the business analyst, and all the GIS mapping tools at our disposal. It's probably, or it definitely is, the second most used software within our organization behind the CityWorks software.
Mr. Chair, I'll move we approve.
Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the Environmental Systems Research Institute Small Enterprise Agreement for a 3-year term of $126,000, which is renewed annually. So we have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Richard.
Okay, good evening. I'm seeking for approval for a contract with P&L Construction in the base bid of $504,177 for the Kearns Sidewalk Maintenance Program. Funding has been secured, and I'm seeking and I recommend approval.
And I just wanted to add something, that this is funded with a BMSB bond. Kearns had an amount allocated for projects in Kearns, initially and primarily the 400 South project, because Kearns obtained some supplemental funding for that project. It freed up funds for them to allocate to other projects. So just wanted to point out that this is a bond funded project.
Thank you, Brian. Jesse?
So moved.
All right.
Second.
Yeah,
Let me just ask a question. Contract time, it says the contract will end 30 calendar days after the notice to proceed. Isn't that an odd statement?
Doesn't that seem quick?
No, it's not.
It'll be 30 days after the project is complete.
Yeah. It's, there's the actual construction duration is like 6 months. It's quite.
If I may jump in then, I think we have a problem if that's the case. Because if you look at section 2.02 contract time, the contract time will end 30 calendar days after the date of the notice to proceed, which I'm sure is what Trustee Branch is referring to. So That should be 165 or 180 or whatever. We better modify that now while we can.
Yeah, we need to modify that.
What should it be then?
It should be 180 days.
I mean, it's can I read that again? Mark, has it been approved and signed by the contractor? Has the contractor already approved it on their end?
If they have, they can do it. No, this one hasn't been signed yet. I don't think it's
For the P&L, no, I don't believe, no, this has not been signed yet. They have not signed it, no. And it should be 180 days, not 30. And I'm not sure what happened, but.
They demand a motion to
pull out 280. Okay. So Jesse, I'll second a motion if you were to amend the motion to change the date to 180 days.
Yes, let's amend to change that date to 180 days.
Will that work for us, Mark?
Mark, does that cover us?
Yeah, if the trustee who made the motion and the trustee who seconded it and concur with the change, and we haven't had a vote yet, now we can vote on the motion.
Roberts would be happy. All right, so we have the amended motion and the amended second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much, Mayor Brems. And thank you, Mark. All right, item 9, approve agreement with Lyndon Jones Construction in the base bid amount of $97,924 for the 6200 South Median project. Commissioner, begin.
That's correct. This is with Lyndon Jones. The agreement has been signed, and it's to install 692 feet of median along 6200 South. This is a safety issue. It's to help cure a safety issue and to help prevent left turns so close to the intersection, and I would recommend approval to that one.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the agreement with Lyndon Jones in the base amount of $97,924 for the current 6200 South Median project. Any other questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. As we're still working through the budgeting process, and I'm going to table 10 and 11, and we'll see those again at our next meeting on May 13th, and we can finalize those budgets.
We'll see those on April 22nd.
All right, and so we'll move to item 12, to approve date and time and place for a public hearing to consider adoption of a fiscal year 2027 budget. Stuart.
Yes, we would like to ask the board to approve a public hearing for May 13th at the MSD offices, which the address is 860 West Lavoie Drive, Suite 300, Taylorsville, Utah, 84123 at 6 p.m.
All right.
Pretty sure we'll get through everything. Okay. I'll make the motion, Mr. Chair, that we approve public hearing notice for our public hearing relative to the 2026-27 budget at the address mentioned.
All right. I have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the date, time, and place of our public hearing. Any other questions or concerns? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much. General Manager's Report.
We're going to start off with Ryan.
Okay.
is related to the budget, just to give you some information for you to consider over the next week or two. Related to our contracted emergency management municipal planners with UFA. So this, due to some organizational changes at UFA, where one of our planners is taking a different position with UFA emergency management, it will create some hiring actions on their end. Currently, we share a full-time position with Midvale. That's Brian Buckout, who you've seen present at this meeting before. 16 hours of his time is allocated to Midvale, and 24 hours of his time is allocated to MSD. And then Madison Warner, who you've also met at this meeting before, 24 hours, she's part-time, and 24 hours of her time, which is all of her hours, are allocated to the MSD. So we contract with them for 48 hours. So that 48 hours in the budget currently is at $155,000. It's possible that the hiring actions that they will be going through in the coming weeks result in a vacant part-time position. We were fortunate to fill that as a part-time position with Madison, and she's done great work for us and for the cities and towns. Previously, when we had a part-time opening, it was open for an extended period of time because the candidates were looking for full-time work. So in the event we may face a scenario where we cannot fill the part-time position, one approach is to allocate in the budget for a full-time position so that we have the flexibility to, we can't fill it as a part-time, I could come back to the board and say, are you good with it going to full-time? We're not able to fill it as part-time and it already be in the budget. Or you could say, no, let's just leave it at status quo funding levels and bring it back and let us know, maybe we can pursue a budget amendment in the future. There are a couple of ways to go with that. My inclination in 2 weeks would be to bring it back to you with full time allocation and come back to you and let you know if we actually need to use that full allocation. But I want to just lay that out there so that between now and 2 weeks, you wanted to talk to me about it or ask questions, you could do so. But I wanted to just kind of lay out the issue. We just learned about that change yesterday from UFA. So this is new information. And that's all I had. If you got to answer any questions or if you want to talk about it offline in the future between now and the next meeting, I wanted to at least introduce the topic to you tonight.
So is Allison, does she get benefits currently?
Madison.
Or Madison.
She does not because she's part-time.
So have you calculated if we were to go to a full-time allocation, what the cost difference would be?
I have an estimate for that. That's based on the 16 additional hours. And then having to load the benefit on top of that, it's roughly $60,000.
60?
Yes, 60.
Do you know, would she be in the fire system or in the big system? The retirement system. Mark, would you guess?
I think oh, in URS.
The fire, because isn't she technically?
She would be a UFA employee. Cost would be probably a tad higher.
Well, and we're talking about a scenario where she, I don't know how the hiring procedure will play out, because they're going to post the position, and if she is interested in the full time, it'll be other candidates in the mix. But so it could be, if a new full time position is created from the existing part time, it could be her or other candidates as well. I'm not sure how their process will ultimately play out, but you know, we, based on current costs, to add the 16 hours of salary and wage, and then now activate benefits that weren't activated before, where we would be looking at roughly at 60,000 more in the budget. But I would probably fine tune those numbers between now and the next board meeting.
Having lived in that world for a while, trying to find somebody part time is going to be an issue. But I'm not sure we'll get the quality candidates that we would want to be able to do the work with the experience. So my recommendation to the board would be to have them put in the budget that full-time allocation.
I can agree with that, because that have been here, is that when we did not have the two positions or the two people, there was a lag in abilities for us to do our emergency planning. So, you know, as we move forward and we can again fine tune those numbers for our budget proposal at the next meeting.
Thanks for the direction. I appreciate it. If there's any other comments either now or later, I'd be glad to entertain them.
So the push is for part-time, but if you can't find part-time, leave it up.
We could take it two ways, depending on your direction. We could allocate it for the full-time, still attempt to see if we get qualified applicants at part-time and continue with the status quo model. Or if you feel like you for sure want to just right out of the gates go with the additional 16 hours, then we could notify UFA to just post it as a full-time position right out of the gate and skip that step. We could take both approaches depending on what direction you would prefer.
So thinking out loud, Jesse, I don't disagree with your asking about the part-time, because that makes sense to me. My worry would be if somebody wants a career in emergency management and they only see part-time, they might forego applying because they're wanting full-time. And if we could find somebody who had experience, say they were at the end of their career, winding down, they don't want that many hours, that would be perfect. But typically, these positions are going to be more entry level. And so I think we might lose out if we just started to say part-time initially, because somebody might then move on to say, hey, I need a full-time position, and they're not going to apply because of that. So I get your point, and if we could find somebody part-time, that would be ideal. I would hate to miss out on a candidate that has the experience.
No, and I understand. I think really why, because it's very specific, and part-time is, to me, seems would be temporary.
Yes.
Kind of like what you're mentioning.
Yes.
It was more of the question of, like, were we planning on still putting it out as part-time and potentially full-time, or are we going away with the part-time and saying just do the full-time? I'm okay with either or. I just didn't know the direction of.
That's fair.
I just have to say that, you know, because in Brighton, we got to work with Brian, and still he had the available time. But again, working with, you know, like I say, working with, you know, Mayor John, you know, you have to work on his schedule to try to get people to. We're all meeting together. All of us meeting together at different times in different places. So having the flexibility of an individual, I talked to Brian earlier, you know, having that flexibility to meet with you when you can, you know, when you can have your councils together, when they can be at your council meetings to have those discussions. So I think that 16 hours provides, of a full-time person, making a full-time person, gives much more flexibility in commitments that we can get from them to fulfill our needs. I mean, every day I listen to the news, and you know, I heard just it was one of the cities, and I can't remember which city it is, they've already put fire restrictions in for the year. So it is difficult, and that way we can have somebody. I sort of say, when it was brought up, you know, I look at that as, is that 16 hours valuable to all of us?
My preference would be go out for the full-time position, but if the board wants to start with part-time, okay, we definitely need another person in that role and responsibility. Yeah. So I'm good either way. My preference, if I was king for a day, would be we would do full time.
For purposes of the budget, it sounds like we'll still be putting in the full amount. So from that standpoint, we'll have that both bases covered for both scenarios. At least that's the direction I feel like I'm receiving now. But if between now and the next week or two or three, you have additional thoughts on that before UFA, I think they may wait and see what we do officially at the next board meeting before they start their hiring process, so they don't. But I think they'll be looking for that direction as well.
Well, I would say for you two, this year is going to be an interesting year with how dry it is. You're both going to face some issues. For you, trying to get in and out of the canyon is going to be your biggest issue if you have fire at either end. And then, good luck getting down.
We're going to go over the top. We have an out.
No, I think the difference between part-time and full-time is day and night.
All right, but put it in the budget, and we'll have that. That way, you can have everybody can talk to your councils, and make sure that's the direction that we want to finalize.
Thanks for that support. Appreciate it.
All right, Marla.
Just a reminder about April the 25th. I haven't gotten commitments from everyone yet, so I'd like to finalize those numbers, please. The other thing to inform the board, on May 20th, we're doing our annual training or team building with our staff. Joel Smoka has hooked us up with Kent Kostopoulos. We've gone through there and identified several activities that we're going to do, and you're more than welcome to come join us. Yes, the service project. We're going to paint, we're going to clean out stalls, we're going to spread rock chips.
That's still going on, huh?
Oh, yeah, still going on.
Forever.
My last thing to report on is turnover. Last year's turnover was at 10%. This first quarter, we've had a turnover about 1%. We actually, the first quarter, hired 3 people and lost 1.
What's typical turnover?
The last few years, we've kept it 10 or below. We had a few years that were pretty high. One year, we had 33%, one at 19%, but we've been able to bring it down.
Stability is always good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions for Marla? All right. Is there any other city, town, unincorporated, or Greater Salt Lake's Municipal Services District business to discuss? Is that a finger?
Yes.
Okay. There's, all right. Yes, Stuart.
Just a small one. Just a reminder to complete your trainings. It would be UASD and your annual OPMA training and 70 certificates. I've gotten most of yours, but there's some I haven't gotten.
Thank you. All right. Is there any other future agenda items that have not been discussed that we want to put on next month's agenda? All right. I'm going to forego any of my thoughts, and that we do not have a need for 16, 17, 18, or 19. So I just would like to have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Have a motion. Do I have a second? And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you very much, Alan.
Good one.
Did you, Mark, can I speak to you
again? I think he's working his way around to you.
Okay. Could have been the fastest if I didn't ask that question.
I think he forewarned you.